Blog Talk Radio.
Sugarlicious of Blog Talk Radio. How's everybody doing tonight? It is 8 o'clock on the West Coast. It is 10 o'clock on the southern side of the U.S. And it is 11 o'clock on the East Coast. How's everybody doing tonight? I am kind of out of it. Won't go into details the reason why, because there's no point in it. But, but I still came on because the show must go on. Yes. Anyway, how is life treating everybody? For me, it's been a very unusual night because I work all day today, and it was the weirdest feeling that I could ever imagine. I was so bored. I was bored out of my freaking mind. And I texted my wife a couple of times and she never texted me back. So, yeah, boredom. I watched some Netflix and, yeah, it was really bad. But anyway, moving right along. My topic tonight is about bullying. Now, the reason why I brought this topic to light is because my daughter had told me that the baby daters, those of you who are not in Second Life and don't know about Second Life, the baby daters is a little girl sorority that has little girl toddler avatars. For those who know Second Life know exactly what I'm talking about. But they did a stop bullying promotion yesterday, and my little one, Princessa, is actually in the baby theta. So although she didn't join them last night because she's been off, you know, offline for a while, but I wanted to discuss it because I myself was a victim of bullying. Yes. When I was in elementary school, I was a victim of being bullied. And it lasted for, goodness, about maybe 3 months. She would take my lunch money. She was bigger than me. She would take my lunch money, threaten me, all this kind of bullshit. And I used to go home and be starving when I got home. And my mom never understood it, you know, why I was always hungry. So something happened when I finally told her. I think the girl had beat the living shit out of me. And I went home and I told her what happened. And my mother, being sympathetic, told me that if I came home and my ass kicked again, she'd kick my ass too. Hey, don't come for my mom. My mom was a different breed of animal, but she was a strong, strong woman in her. You know, her view, she didn't take any shit from anybody. And that was her, you know, her way of telling me that, you know, fight back. But anyway, it lasted for a few months. And I was so afraid that my mom would really kick my ass. Whether she would or would not, I have no clue, because My mother didn't raise me. My grandmother did. But, you know, what I knew of my mother, I knew my mother wasn't one to just mince words. But she grabbed me when I went to school. I'll never forget it. She grabbed me when I went to school. And she went, you know, I want your damn lunch money. You know, and that was like, oh, my God. She wants my lunch money again. So she pushed me up against the lockers, and I was like, okay, either I'm going to get my ass kicked by my mom, commit whooping, or get my ass kicked from this chick. So I was like, you know what? Hey, at least fight back. So I hit her, and next thing I know, she was sliding across the floor. And I think I hit her so hard where I think it basically knocked her off, not because I hit her hard, but I think it's because I caught her totally off guard because no one had ever bucked up to her. So I think it wasn't that I hit her hard. I just think that she didn't brace herself for it, so I think that just, you know, caught her by surprise and whatever. And once I caught her by surprise and she slid, the look on her face was freaking priceless because you could tell she just wasn't used to someone fighting back. But she was a big chick. And when I realized what I'd done, I was scared to death that she was going to get up and just beat my ass. So I ran towards her, plummeting her as hard as I could to the point where, you know, it took some teachers to just drag me off of her. But after that, I had no problems with the bully. The school bully. The reason why I share that, because I always share, you know, if something happens to me in real life, I try to share it as much as I can to kind of, so you can know I know what I'm talking about. But what gets me is that bullies nowadays that attack don't just attack children. It's now becoming to a point where adults are starting to attack each other. Which is weird to me, because to me, once you get out of grade school, I won't even say high school, grade school, that those little things that happen with bullies should cease. But I'm noticing a lot of bullying happening with adults as well, and it's kind of scary to think that an adult person with a job, with a career, with possibly a family, children, would really stoop down to bully another individual. It's just the weirdest shit to me that that would even go down. And the reason why I said that is because I'm noticing that a lot of bullying is coming from social media. And what I mean by bullying is anything that directs attention to one individual that is hateful and that you basically are zeroing in on them to cause havoc in their life. For instance, on Facebook, when you see people posting, you know, different shit against the person, that's bullying. You know, I don't know whether you know it or not, adults, but that is considered as being a bully. If someone doesn't look the way you feel is attractive or you feel is cute or desirable, when you post their picture up and you make little mince words about, you know, who they are, what they look like, that's bullying. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here with the halo on and act like I've never said anything about somebody's looks or something, because I'm telling you right now, some people need to keep their pictures off Facebook. It's got nothing to do with you being embarrassed or ashamed of who you are. But the simple fucking fact, when you are in Second Life, you're supposed to be in a fantasy. I don't know whether some of you are not getting a grip to that, but that's what you're supposed to do. So therefore, a lot of real-life pictures don't need to be distributed on your social media when you're on Facebook. Because if that's the case, if you really wanted to drag, you know, your real life into it, then why even have a Facebook account for your avatar? If you want to show everybody what you look like, might as well just go ahead and just add everybody to your real life shit. I mean, seriously, if that's what you want to do, you know, add them on. But coming back to what I was saying is that I read it was a couple of years ago, about a young girl, teenage 16, that committed suicide. And I was extremely appalled when I read it, because the girl was being bullied by someone's mother. Now, the two girls were in high school together, and teenage girls are. I mean, you know, they could argue, you know, lost friendship or what have you. And the mother wanted to know if the other girl was talking about her child. So she gets on Facebook. I think it might even been MySpace. I don't even remember. But she gets on, she makes an account. I think it was Facebook. She makes an account. And she makes an account as a 17-year-old boy. Yeah. That in within itself is bizarre. She makes the account as a 17-year-old boy, and then she starts talking to her daughter's ex-friend by conversating back and forth, and basically, I guess, role-playing, so to speak, as, you know, a 17-year-old boy. And once the girl, you know, started really liking him and caring about him, she turns around and just becomes this fucking bitch, telling a girl that, you know, I hate you, you know, the world would be better off without you, whatever, whatever. Now, the girl, being impressionable, had, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, had tried to commit suicide prior. I believe that's what happened. And feeling so down and out and being in love with this pretend boy, she committed suicide. There was a big uproar, it was all on CNN, all the news and shit, and I honestly thought that this bitch would get some type of fucking time, because to me, cyberbullying is just as bad, if not worse, than bullying somebody in real fucking life. Because when you cyberbully, you can take that shit all over the place. It's not just one person. In my case, one school, one person. If I told an adult, it would probably have been stopped. But when you cyberbully someone, that is all over the place, because you basically have no control over what's going on. And they can basically ruin, especially a young, impressionable bully. I think what got to me more than anything, not just the fact of the girl taking her life, but the fact that this was a grown-ass woman with children of her own that was bullying a teenager. Where do they fucking do that at? Where do you get in your mind that you want to get involved in what your teen is doing? Because as far as I'm concerned, my mother never got involved with my teen life. I mean, it would have been nice if she would have been a little bit involved. I was a good kid, so she really didn't have too much to worry about, my grandmother, basically, or my mom. But I never had my mom say some shit like, yeah, let's go ahead and whoop their ass, or let's go ahead and let me get involved and, you know, show them what the hell's going on. I mean, seriously, that is so damn immature. And for someone to be a grown woman with children of her own would sit down and think of making a Facebook page to pretend to be a young boy to see if this girl is talking about her daughter. What the fuck do you care? These are teens. Teen girls are going to talk about each other. They're going to get friends. They're going to lose each other's friendship and probably down the line be friends again, because that's what they do. That is consider being a teenager. Once you become an adult, you basically don't no longer involved in that type of shit. But here she is, a grown woman, getting involved in her daughter's shit and becoming a fucking bully herself. Becoming a bully that, to me, murdered this kid. That's how I look at it. That's how I perceive it. And no one can tell me different, although this bitch got no time. zero, zip. I was so disappointed in the legal system, as most of the time I am. Oh, my God, yes. Anyway, I'll be right back with you in a moment. I'm going to take a quick break and get me some water because I truly, truly need it. If you have just joined me, this is Sugarlicious Me Talk Show, Block Talk Show. It is now 8:16 on a Monday, and my subject is bullying. Yes, adult bullies just drive me absolutely crazy. I think social media has made it so much easier for people to hide behind a computer and do shit that they would never do to you in your face. It allows you to become something that you wish you were as opposed to something that you are. I look sometimes through my Facebook feed and I see a lot of bullying, and it's sad because I don't think people realize the impact it could have on a person's life. I think when you do shit and you log off Facebook or Second Life or whatever, I think you kind of feel like it's only there in the computer, and once you log off, no harm, no foul. And hey, why are they upset anyway? I'm just saying this on Facebook. But the fact of the matter is that anything that deems to set out to hurt a person's feelings can destroy a person. I mean, me for one, I try to stay as positive as I can because I don't want to be the person I used to be. And I'll tell you briefly, real briefly, how I used to be. I used to be a super duper bitch, whereas I could give a fuck about people. I have the type of attitude like, who are you? Fuck you. This is my life. Your shit, how you feel, what you think, how you are. And I was like that for years and years and years because I felt like that was a way of not getting hurt, protecting my heart, protecting myself, protecting my, you know, my ego. Yeah, ego. Because I thought I was this bad bitch, and no one could tell me otherwise. So I was mean to everybody. I just was mean. I didn't care. I had a type of idea like, fuck you. I was really hurt when I was younger. And being that I put a block up and it made me, I wouldn't say bully because I never set out to mess with anybody, but I didn't want to be messed with. So I kind of like tried to not become that person again. I changed a lot. And I changed because I wanted to change, but every once in a while I can see that person, you know, possibly coming back, especially when I feel that I'm being used or being fucked over or being lied to or being tricked. That person kind of is there but not there. if that makes any sense. Because I remember when I used to be bullied, I felt so helpless. I felt like, damn, you know, because I thought if I went to, you know, the teachers or the principal, then I would be beat up more. Or if I went to my mom, you know, she would come to the school and act crazy, which she didn't do any of that. She basically, you know, made me wake up and become the, you know, the bitch I was. But we need to start getting more involved in stopping bullying when we see it, instead of joining into it, or instead of sitting back and going, oh, shit, oh, my God. Did they say that? We need to start being much more voice, verbal, speaking on it, stopping it. I mean, I'm the first one to say that I can see it, don't want to say anything, because I think you fear having it back on you. Like, you don't want that bully to turn their sights on you and start bullying you. But the fact of the matter is that until we stand up for other people being bullied, then we're basically bullies ourselves. For instance, I remember seeing this kid that was being bullied by these two other kids. And I saw him doing it, and I basically ignored it. And as I got in the car and got home, I thought, you could have done something. You know, you could have shouted something, stopped something, instead of just watching it and basically ignoring it. Because we've got 10, 11. I know a lot of us fear stopping shit that we see in real life on the streets, because the fact of the matter is, even if a kid's 10 or 11, you don't know if they're going to turn around and blow your damn brains out. So you kind of like hesitate to do too much or say too much in fear that this could be some kind of a nutcase. I mean, let's face it. That's the way the people of the world is today, where instead of stopping an argument with their fists or with their words, they tend to want to grab something and just kill a person. You know, there it is. That's it. You pissed me off. Damn. You know, that seems to be the overall way of handling things now. You know, instead of just saying, you know, getting your ass kicked, if you get your ass kicked, or fighting or using your words and try to, you know, calm yourself or the other person down. It's more or less that's the issue now. You rather shoot first and ask questions later, which I really wish I had stopped it, because to me, maybe me just saying stop would have stopped it, you know, would have let that kid know that, hey, you know, somebody sees it, somebody's witnessing it, and somebody's trying to stop it. You know, you see that a lot. You see, you know, you see people being bullied on social media. You see people being bullied in real life, you know, in magazines. When you read certain shit, you see it. It's all over the place. And until we, as a society, stop allowing it, it's going to continue. And if we allow it to continue, we're no better than the people that are bullying. You know, I really feel that it's something that we all need to start taking seriously, instead of just sitting back going, nothing I can do. I'm going to leave it alone. Not my business. You know, what's that thing I use now? Not my circus, not my monkeys. We need to really start paying attention and start, you know, doing things